This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country this weekend, it is Oscar weekend, and I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of movies left to see. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal has been looking into just how easy it would be to see all the films before this Sunday, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so how long would it take to see all of the Oscar-nominated films?
About 99 hours. If you want to say. And that's, well, that doesn't include the shorts.
The shorts would be, that would be more than that.
Yeah, not that much more, but yeah, it would be a little bit more time.
And so would you be able to do that if you wanted to, and how much would it cost?
Well, if you want to see the Best Picture nominees, that's the easiest thing to accomplish because you can go to most of the major theater chains. AMC, in fact, is offering this weekend that you can watch all 9 Best Picture films for $60, which I don't think is humanly possible because I did the math. And when you add it all up, that's over 20 hours of film. That doesn't count bathroom breaks. Doesn't count, you know, the previews either.
Going out to get popcorn and soda and whatever.
Exactly. No breaks if you want to catch all of them.
Well, now, of course, we have a very different landscape when it comes to entertainment because we can watch a lot of this stuff from home, right? Couldn't you go on iTunes or Amazon or Netflix and see some of these films?
Some of them, but not all of them. You know, so the categories that I often wish that I'd seen the films, and you can catch those on iTunes and many of them on some of these other services. And those are, you know, your best documentaries and the shorts. You can catch all of those on iTunes. But turns out one of the best places you go is your video on demand. If you go to
through your cable provider,
yeah, Comcast has 13 of them, and it only costs about $6 or $7. But then, you know, some of the big films, if you want to watch Argo, for example, on iTunes, it's going to cost you $20. You can't rent it; they make you buy it,
which would cost you more than if you just went to the theater to see it.
That's exactly right. And then also, you know, in the theater, that's the only place to catch most of the Best Picture films. For example, Lincoln. I mean, that's been out for a long time, but you have to go to the theater to see that. It's not available online anywhere.
On any of them?
As far as I could tell. You know, it's always changing. In fact, you know, as I was doing my reporting on this, new things were being added. But most of those things are reserved for after the Oscars. They make you wait, put it on hold.
So with all of your research on this topic, did you come up with the Best Picture yourself?
I'm a big fan of Argo, but I'm glad I caught it in the theater because I don't want to pay $20 to buy it on iTunes. So you can get it for $15 on Amazon, and so maybe it's worth $15 on Amazon. Great film, but we'll see.
Jason Bellini, reporter and producer for The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.